My name is Lee Seng Wong. My country is Taiwan. My occupation is a visually impaired itinerant teacher in Taipei. My visual condition is total blindness, and I only have a little light perception. I have been here since 1991 until now. Here is the Visually Impaired Resource Center, the place that is responsible for Taipei's visually impaired itinerant consultation is here. Here is a school for the visually impaired. But the visually impaired students we are serving are not studying in school for the visually impaired. One of my jobs is serving in key schools. My job is teaching computer and processing teaching materials and interviewing with students directly. If some students' subjects are really weak, we will also do some simple remedial teaching. Actually, I went through a difficult process when I took the teacher's recruitment test. I went to ask a special education teacher, team leader, or even director, if there was a person or a totally blind teacher coming to apply, would you accept him or her? Or what is your concern? I didn't know until graduation that there are still so many discriminations against the employment of people with disabilities in Taiwan. Although there are many employment welfares now, the people you meet are still very important during the teacher's recruitment test or other processes. In addition, I have other expertise. I can play the violin and I can play the saxophone. The Visually Impaired Association will accompany people with visual impairment to do street performances. First, I think if I want to teach my students, I must have my own life experience. In our education system, we seldom teach students how to adapt, especially like us who have poor eyesight or disabilities. I think that it is important that we begin to teach this. Another challenge for me is facing changes in the working environment. Visually impaired institutions will have a course of orientation and mobility, but the course needs to be learned more than once. We, the visually impaired, all need to learn orientation and mobility in different processes. There are many ways I can complete the job now. First, the use of my Braille computer and my cell phone. The second point, I think, I am an enthusiastic person. The way that I went through the experiences I've had in the past can be a model for students or their parents. Next is my assistive devices. The first is my Braille computer-like screen reader. The most common screen reader is NVDA. Also, my walking stick and recorder all help me a lot. The most important visual assistant I have and servitor I've found by myself, or I will ask some college students to help me type. If they have any problem that is in the range of my ability, I will do my best to solve this problem. I'm very grateful I can have this job my entire life. My father helped me find many resources. Many books didn't have audiobooks, and Braille looks so. My father would hire servitors for me to help me record. My colleagues from the School of the Visually Impaired are very helpful. Sometimes, like text-to-speech, they will develop a habit naturally. When I first graduated, I was full of longing. Honestly, I was really upset for a while, but thinking about it later, my father and I have worked so hard for so long. If I hadn't tried, it would have been a pity. Sometimes some people with disabilities or parents with disabilities will think it's okay to be masseurs or fortune tellers after graduating from college. But all the work I do today is to raise myself, and it is all in a justifiable way. There is nothing wrong with massaging. After college, I went to learn to massage and got my license. I have a big wish now. I wish to let more people know us and give more opportunities for the visually impaired. In the process of legislation, if some people with disabilities can participate in this, I think a lot of legislation will be better. For example, guide tiles, because the guide bricks are said to obstruct wheelchairs. The design in the guide tiles is poor, so many domestic architecture professors abolish the guide tiles. Some rights of disabilities sometimes need to be conveyed through them. What should employers do? First, the supporting measures from the government, such as job accommodations, is necessary for making adjustments according to different situations. When reviewing these welfares, it needs some representative disabilities to help in, participate in. I think when employers hire people with disabilities, they should consult some relative departments, such as people with a special education degree or physical disability departments. Keep an open mind. I think the key point is not the employer, but the employee. I think people with disabilities also need to be taught, since when we get this job today, we need to think what methods can help us with the job. If we really need some help, it is up to the employee to seek resources by ourselves. Of course, the employer must also create a good atmosphere that helps employees to get along well with everyone in the company.